Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. It's easy to not take this personal when you're reaching out to strangers and they don't call you back. But what about your peeps? Your past clients who are big fans? These folks are harder to ignore. So let's drill down and get real on why they are not calling you. First up, they don't understand how you can help them in the particular situation they are in. Now, this assumption is very common. Here's how it happens. We've had previous conversations about what is next for them and how you can help. When you call, they assume you're following up about that, and they think to themselves, nope, no time for this. To counteract this situation, head that idea off at the pass with something like, hey, you know what we were talking about? Let's pretend that conversation didn't happen. I want to check in about how the world has changed, got some great ideas that might help immediately. Now that you've given more information, you've created a new reason for them to call you. Second, they assume this will be a longer conversation, usually based on the point above. And they think to themselves, dang, I love this person, but I just don't have the time for a big conversation right now. So you know what I'm going to suggest, right? Tell them. Leave a message that goes something like, hey, I know your hair's on fire. I can see the flames from here. And I'm coming with the fire hose. Give me 5 minutes and let's see if my two suggestions will help right this second. They just helped someone else, so I'm betting, yes, they would help you too. Now that says two things. One, I know you're busy. And two, I will bring more value in less time. This will disrupt the story in their head and make it safer to reach out. Now, I'm sure you see the common denominator here. Assumptions. We human beings are great at making up stories based on what we think we know. So if we provide new information in the mix, our colleagues will give up what they thought. Because remember, you have credibility. They will give you the benefit of the doubt. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.